It's now time for our Jefferson West Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. It's presented by Heinen Repair. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined now by the girls' basketball coach in Dan Hypes, and we get ready for the start of Substate coming up next week. But, Coach, real quick, a non-league game to wrap up the regular season Tuesday on the road at Baldwin. Right there, just come up a little bit short, 48-43, that final. Take us back to Tuesday and ultimately that regular season finale ball game.
Yeah, Baldwin's got a good ball club, and we played well. We were up, I think we were up 3-4, something like that, at the end of three quarters, and then fourth quarter came around, and they outscored us by 10. We ended up losing by 4, but I was proud of the girls. They played extremely well and executed on some things that we've been working on, and we had chances. We just didn't finish, and that's where we're at right now. We've got to learn to finish, but we were there and had a chance, so that's all I can ask for.
Well, we'll dive into the Substate momentarily, but again, kind of a different scenario here. You take over just right after the holiday break, as the head coach, some things happen, and, you step in and have to kind of take over after the first 5 or 6 games of the year, and, it's obviously, it could be tough on the girls, just trying to transition to a new coach, in the middle of the season, but how do you feel like they handled it? What'd you see from your side of it and just kind of taking over when you did and how things went the rest of the way?
Yeah, it wasn't fair to the girls or Taylor, the assistant coach at the time, and they just they needed somebody to come in and finish up, and Justin and myself decided that we would jump in and help them, and at the time that we did, it was at Christmas break, and so we got to practice with them 4 times, and then opened up against Nemaha Central, which, as everybody knows, is the best team in the league, and we came out and played well, but we implemented a new offense and different things. And, anytime you do that, it's going to take time for girls to fully grasp and understand what your concepts and what you're trying to execute. And so from that standpoint, it's been kind of a struggle. We are seeing, big improvements, on the offensive end as far as what we're trying to execute. And so they are getting better. It's just taken, it takes time, and if now's the time for them to fully grasp and understand what we're trying to do, it's good timing. So girls have done good. They've accepted us and are playing hard, working hard every day in practice. And as coaches, that's all we can ask is that they give us their best effort, and they have.
And we get ready for Substate next week, and you mentioned we talked about the Baldwin game, a tough team. Right before that, you saw Nemaha Central again for the second time, so you're playing some really good competition to end the season, which should ultimately help you out as you prep for Substate and, Royal Valley hosting this Class 3A Substate. But everything is locked in and ready to go. You guys land the 3 seed. You'll get Royal Valley. Are you on the side of liking the fact that you get a team you're very familiar with, or are you on the other side that, maybe at this point in the year, we've already seen these big 7 league teams, I'd more be on the side of maybe seeing a team that we're not so much familiar with?
No, I like where we ended up as far as our seeding goes. We split with Royal Valley. We weren't on staff when they played them the first time. The second time we played them, we played them up at their place, and we just didn't play very well, and we were short some girls at that time. So I like what size of bracket we're on and who we're going to possibly face, and now you just got to go out and execute your game plan and see what happens.
So what's a few keys for that game and that third matchup with Royal Valley on Tuesday? Obviously, you wipe the slate clean. You don't really look at much, from the previous two because of the scenario it's in now with Substate. When you move on, lose, your season is done. Just give us a few keys, and what is it going to take for you guys to get a win and move on to that next round?
Well, one, we're going to have to take care of the ball. We cannot turn the ball over. And then, two, we're going to have to knock down some open shots. We've had some opportunities and just haven't knocked them in. And, hopefully, this time around that those shots will fall. But we definitely got to take care of the ball, knock some shots down, and then we got to rebound. We got to do a better job of boxing out. Can't give teams, 2 and 3 shots an opportunity, because eventually one's going to fall. So, in my opinion, one, we've got to take care of the ball, and two, we just got to rebound and play good defense, and we'll go from there. And if we do those things, we'll be in a ball game and have a chance to win.
Jefferson West girls basketball coach. That is Dan Hypes joining us again, presented by Heinen Repair. The regular season is done. Tigers, the 3 seed in the Royal Valley Substate. They will host Royal Valley Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. When you move on, lose, your season is complete. Coach, we appreciate the time as always throughout the course of the year. Good luck on Tuesday night. We will talk to you one more time next week after that ball game, so we appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.